Today, I want us to pick up where we left off last Sunday. We entitled the message, Abraham Seeks a Bride for Isaac. We see that this is a picture of Abraham being a picture of God the Father, sending his servant, the preacher sent into all the world to preach the gospel, to find a bride for his son Isaac, and how that he was instructed where to go. He was instructed what to say. He was instructed not to compromise. And he was told that if the woman was not willing to come, that he was relieved of his responsibility. But he was to be faithful to his master. And that he goes, and we begin reading in verse 10. And I want to begin there again this week and bring us back up to where we was at. As the servant, he leaves Abraham's house and said he took 10 camels. Of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of the master were in his hand. And he arose, and he went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water, at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. He's showing his total dependence upon God. He don't know who she is. He won't know who she is unless God helps him to know. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water, and let it come to pass that the damsel... Now, what's this? Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, and I pray thee that I may drink. And then she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed, that that'll be the one for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. He's showing dependence, and he says, Lord, I don't know which one it is. There's going to be a lot of women come down this road, come to this well. And the one that it is, when I ask her if she'll give me something to drink, and then she says, he didn't ask her to water all them camels. She says, well, you just wait a minute. I'll water all them camels. 10 camels. She'd have to draw a bunch of water. Verse 15. And it came to pass. I always love those statements. And it came to pass. Before he had done speaking, behold, Rebekah came out. That just humbles my heart. He's showing his dependence upon God. And before he's done speaking, he may not even have just uttered this. He may have just prayed in his heart, Lord, I don't know who she is, but help me to cross her path. Here she comes. God Almighty, he said, I will send my angel before you, and I'll prepare the way. Don't you see this? Rebekah just thinks she's going to get water. She has no idea what's going to happen today. This is a miracle. God is going to bring this woman and this servant's path to cross. That's no accident. That's sovereignty. That's purpose. And she was who was born of Bethuel, the son of Micah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher on her head. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her head and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, what's this? I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Can you imagine? She has no idea. Has no idea what he's asked. And she does this. Can you imagine what he feels in his heart? This must be her. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. I want you to say something. Most religious people would have grabbed her right there and said, let's get you all fixed up. Let's get you converted right now. And it says, as the man wondered at her, he held his peace. Now that's faith. He wondering at her, held his peace. To whom the Lord had made his journey, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weights of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in my father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Michael, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we both have straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord of my master Abraham, who hath not left desolate my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Perhaps the most difficult thing in the world for us to do is to wait on God, to trust Him, and to wait upon Him without becoming negligent or irresponsible. In preaching the gospel to sinners, we must learn to wait upon God to do His work in a person's heart. It's a heart work. And people in religion say, well, you've got to strike while the iron's hot. Do you not believe God's able to save a sinner? Who opens a man's heart? God must work on a man's heart. Most people, I'm afraid today, have nothing more but made a decision. Somebody talked them into doing something. Nothing more than somebody like selling them a bunch of shoes or selling them insurance or whatever, and they fixed them up and told them everything's okay. And it's not okay. This servant held his peace. He waited. We must not speak peace until the Lord speaks peace to their heart. He showed her that, you know what the earrings were? He was just enticing her. If you've ever been in love, me and you enticed your wife. You did something. You won her heart. You made her want you. You loved her. And he gave her these gifts. And there's a day he didn't say anything, didn't tell her why he came. He didn't tell her why he was there. He didn't tell her why he came to the well. Eliezer held out to Rebekah the bracelets, the earrings of gold, the tokens. These are tokens of Isaac's wealth. Everything was put in his hands. But he did not bestow upon her all the riches of Isaac's house until she had committed everything to him. Everything. Now beginning in verse 29. As the servant has found, he's come across her path, and he's going to her house. He's going to spend some time here. It would be very easy for him to become and get sidetracked as he comes to the house. So let's begin reading in verse 29. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out into the man, into the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And Laban said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him, before this servant, to eat. Now, don't you see this? They've taken care of his camels. They've fed them. They've given him a place to sleep. And they brought him in. And I can just imagine this great meal that they've set before him. But I want you to notice what he says. He said, I will not eat until I've told mine Aaron. I didn't come here for ease and rest. That ain't why I came. I'm not going to eat till I tell you why I've come. And now Rebecca's going to find out why she went to the well that day. And now they're going to find out why he's come there. And he's going to tell them his errand. He's on an errand. He's on an errand of mercy. He's on an errand to seek a bride. And now that he's come to that point, nothing is going to sidetrack him. He never lost sight of what he was called and sent to do. Never. And look what he said. Now listen to this. And they said, okay, speak on. And the first thing he said, I am Abraham's servant. I'm just Abraham's servant. I'm just a servant. A minister. That's what a minister is. He's a servant. A servant. Our Lord came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. But most people in authority who call themselves preachers want everybody in the world to serve them. And my responsibility is to serve him and to tell people about him. It's required of a servant that he be found faithful. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He's going to tell of his greatness, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds and silvers and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Listen, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. This is my Father's world. He owns it all. It's all his. And that's what we tell sinners. It's all his. He's not some beggar. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when he was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. The Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator, the God-man mediator, all things, forgiveness, righteousness, reconciliation, peace, rest, bless, all the blessings of God are found in Christ. It's been given to him, committed into his hands, given. That's what he's telling them. This is what he tells them. He says, I'm his servant. Let me tell you about him, and let me tell you about his darling son. That's the gospel. You know, Abraham, he just wanted him a son, his son to have a wife so bad before he died. We want somebody, we're trying to get somebody to just accept him, and won't somebody be his wife? You say, that's so foolish. Well, that's what we're here today, all over the world. They speak of a God who can't do anything. Wouldn't hurt a fly, couldn't save a gnat. But that ain't what this servant said. Now let's read on. And my master made me swear. And I want you to see that he tells them almost, it's almost verbatim of what the master told him and what Abraham told him. He didn't change the message. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. Don't marry one of them Canaanites in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go to my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me. Now you imagine, they're finding out why he's come. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then thou shalt be clear of this mine oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give thee not one, then shalt thou be clear from this thine oath. And I came this day unto the well. this is why I came to the well. And said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgins come forth to draw water, and I say, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And then she say to me, both drink thou, and I also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed for my master's son. And I can see Rebecca standing over in the corner. That's why he was at the well. I didn't know anything. I didn't think nothing about it when I was watering those camels. I just thought I was going to the well to get water for my camels. That's why he came. This is when she finds out. She finds out about God and how God controls all things. And she finds out she's one of his. That he came on purpose for her. Verse 45, and behold, before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water, and I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher and her from her shoulder, and she said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. And she made the camels to drink, and I asked her, and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Michal bare unto him. And I put earrings upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham. Watch this, which hath led me in the right way. Who led him? His master led him in the right way to take my master's brother, a daughter, unto his son. God's way is always the right way. And see, this whole family hears this. They hear about who? They hear about Abraham and all of his wealth. But all that they see, all that they know about his wealth is the earrings and the bracelets. That's all he shows. He didn't come with 10 camels loaded with gold and silver and all this. They're going to have to believe what he tells them. You're going to believe this servant? What did he tell them about Abraham? He's rich. What did they tell him? He said, well, he's got a son. He's got one son. And he's looking for a bride. And he sent me to your house. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee good or bad. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath said. They said, okay, you take her. They've heard the message. But he must not get sidetracked. Verse 52. And it came to pass. Here it came to pass again. And when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant now he brings forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold, raiment, and gave them to who? Rebekah. His grace, his mercy. God makes you willing, and the goodness of God leads you to repentance. The grace of God. He wins sinners' hearts. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and they tarried all night. And they arose up in the morning, and they said, now watch this. They feasted. And when he rises in the morning, he's going to pack everything up. You know what he's done? He's done what he's come for. He's come to get Rebecca. He's delivered his message. He's told them his errand. Now he's got to go. He's not finished till he brings her to Isaac. He's told her about him. And he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, now we've slept on this thing. We said last night, well, you could take her and let her go. They said, let the damsel abide with us a few days. At least 10, and then she can go. What's the use to hang around? They said, we'll talk her out of it. Are you sure you really want to go? Do you really believe what he said? Do you believe everything he said? And here's what he said unto them in verse 56. Hinder me not. This lost religious world tries to hinder people from coming to Christ. I've seen people, I've seen the whole family be religious. They all go to church. They all carry their Bible. They're all good, moral, upstanding citizens. Then God reaches down and saves one from that family. You know what happens? The whole family turns against them. They went to the same church all their life, and it's the family church. Well, now God reveals himself and saves this sinner, and now this sinner says, I want to go hear where the gospel's at. They might have to drive 50 or 60 miles to hear the gospel. And everybody says, you're crazy. They'll do everything they can to hinder that person from going to where Christ is at. And that's what's going on here. Well, let her stay just a few days. Now, don't that sound good? Well, it's just a few days. The servant said, don't you hinder me. I came to get her, and I'm going to take her. And they said, we'll call the damsel, and we'll ask her what she wants to do. And they called Rebekah. Now, I love this right here. And they said unto her, Rebekah. And they're looking right at her. And she's looking at her mama. She's looking at her family. And I think she's weighed this thing over all night. Will you go with this man? Will you leave everything to go with this man? And she said, I will go. I go back to the first part of the chapter when the servant said, what if she's not willing to go? He makes her willing. The question is, what would make somebody want to leave everything? What would make somebody want to leave the comforts of their home and go meet somebody they've never saw, having not seen you love? I tell you what, grace. She believed what that man said. That man gave her a record. This is the record about his darling son. And you can believe it, or you can stay right where you're at and perish. And they asked her, will you go with him? And my question today is, will you go to him? Will you give it all up for him? And she answered, I will go. Faith in Christ, salvation in Christ, a true interest in Christ is an individual, personal, and listen, it is a total, complete commitment to Christ. Commitment. Committed all things. I tell you, children can't be sprinkled into the covenant of grace. They cannot be educated into the kingdom of God. And young children cannot be saved because they were raised by godly parents. None of that won't work. Only God can make a sinner willing. And when he makes them willing, they'll leave it all. And they'll want, and you know what? She did it willingly. No regrets. Now that's what's amazing. Amazing. By nature, nobody's willing. By nature, nobody will come. He said, you will not come to me that you might have life. You will not come. I know they cannot, but they will not. Would you give up everything? Would you give up everything? And I mean everything. Your reputation, Everything. Anything that comes to your mind, would you give it up and go to him? That's what I'm talking about. Salvation is not a family affair. It doesn't run through bloodlines. Now verse 61. Let me go back and read verse 59. And Rebekah said, I will. And they sent away Rebekah, her sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servants, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou, our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. You see that? The mother of thousands of millions. And let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsel, and they rode upon the camels. You know why God sent the camels? To bring her home. Someone said that's a picture of grace. How do we get home? How do we get through this desert, grace? And they followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah, and he went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. I don't know how long it took the servant to go from where Abraham and Isaac was at all the way to Mesopotamia. But I can see them every night when they'd get down to camp out. She'd say, tell me one more time. Tell me what he's like. Tell me what he's like. And here they come. And it says that Isaac went out into the field in the evening to meditate. And behold, he saw the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master.
She don't know who which one he is. And she sees him. And he says, that's him. That's him. God will bring his people all the way to himself. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The servant that Abraham sent brought her all the way to him. And as the gospel goes out, God sends the gospel, and God allows sinners to hear that gospel, and through that message, he makes them willing to come. I pray that God, would through his word, may open your eyes and make you willing in the day of his power, and I'll leave it in God's hands. I pray God be merciful to you. In his name I pray. Amen.